Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney turned some heads in Washington last week when she opposed a resolution denouncing all forms of hate. She was one of a mere 23 who voted against the measure. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
Initially, Democratic leaders planned to rebuke freshman Democratic Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar for what were characterized as anti-Semitic remarks, after she accused some lawmakers of having dual allegiance to both America and Israel. But then many freshman Democrats and her two Muslim colleagues protested and said it unfairly singled her out. So the resolution was broadened and never named the congresswoman. Cheney says her objection to the resolution was the very fact that Omar was not held accountable.
Could have gone either way on it. The resolution itself didn't have anything objectionable in it, and I said that in my statement. But it also was, in my view, very clearly an effort to protect her by not naming her. The whole resolution was constructed in a way that would essentially enable her.
In fact, Cheney had called for Omar to be stripped of her seat on the Foreign Affairs Committee over the remarks even before the vote. Cheney's critical of Democrats for what she says is the party leaders essentially letting Omar off the hook.
I think you saw that when she went out afterwards and said that, it was a huge victory for her. I think it's really important that we all stand up against anti-Semitism, and I think you've seen the Republicans doing that.
But Jewish Democrats remain disappointed in Cheney's vote, especially because she's now the number 3 ranked House Republican in their leadership team. Here's New York Democratic Congresswoman Nita Lowey, who had initially pushed for the resolution denouncing Omar's allegedly anti-Semitic remarks. So she says it hurts that Cheney opposed an even broader resolution denouncing even more hate speech than the first draft.
It's unfortunate, and she should know better.
GOP leaders did kick Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King off his committees over accusations that he endorsed white supremacy and has embraced neo-Nazi principles. But Illinois Democratic Congressman Jan Schakowsky says GOP leaders never reprimanded any individuals for using racist, misogynistic, or xenophobic language, including Trump himself.
Well, they have not done any resolution whatsoever calling out anybody for by name, including Steve King or anyone, or the President of the United States, who I call him the hate monger in chief.
After the vote, Politico reported that the other GOP leaders were upset with Cheney for opposing the legislation that the rest of the top brass of their leadership team supported. But Cheney says those reports are wrong.
Our leadership team is absolutely unified and very much focused on the radical agenda that we've seen from the Democrats.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise also says the reports are false. He says he agreed with Cheney's position, even if they voted differently.
Look, a lot of members were justified in being disappointed that the resolution didn't go far enough. I think the resolution didn't go far enough.
Cheney is seen as a rising star in the GOP, and that means you can expect to be hearing a lot more from her on national news outlets. From Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.